Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Delicious
things to eat. What's up, Snacketeers? Long time no talk. Back for a new and improved snack talk. This is your one host, Yeti.
And your other host, the Day-Day.
Yay, the Day-Day. So, we're going to keep this short and sweet and to the point with every episode we do. It's going to be about 15 minutes, you know.
Like pixie sticks.
I love pixie sticks.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah. So, like pixie sticks and intermission times at shows, we're going to try and keep it at 15 minutes or less, unless we, you know, get an interview with somebody or, you know.
Have something really cool to talk about.
And currently, we don't really have many cool things to talk about, because the first thing we're going to talk about is our sadness.
We are sad.
We are very sad. Sorry, I don't think Day-Day was anticipating my little pause for him to.
I missed my entrance. can we reset to one?
Did you get a beat off?
Oh.
Any hoodles. So, our sadness is that the Santa Clara Vanguard, they are taking this season off to work on their financial situation, which, you know, to be candid, that really, really stinks.
Does stink.
It does.
Fortunately, there's a rule for DCI that there's a one-year forgiveness or whatever for world-class, where you won't lose your world-class status. And so, not detrimental to the organization as a long game, but you know, they don't have to restart and have two open class cores, because wouldn't that be awkward? But
that'd be so weird.
They'd probably only field one. Let's be honest. But yeah. I think it's important to play that long game. If you know you're not going to have the financial success to move past 2023, because I think they said they could march 2023. It's just that there would not be any 2024, 25, 26, and yeah. So on. And our alma mater was in that same situation, and so you have to recover in that. And it's sad that this is just another core to add to the list of taking a year off, and hopefully they don't fall down the same road as Esperanza, Cap Reg, so on. They just couldn't financially keep it together.
Yeah, there's an extensive list,
and unfortunately, there has to be an army of alumni. If you can have an alumni corps, you obviously have a strong alumni presence. And
I 1,000,000%.
I think just the challenge right now is getting from California mm-hmm. to the rest of the tour and then back again.
Yeah,
similar situation in 2007 where everybody had to get to California
and then get home
and then get back again.
Yeah.
And that's the unfair advantage or disadvantage of wherever you're located. I mean, we've got Canadian cores coming into the States, and it's hard when gas prices are through the roof.
Yep. Yep.
And other expenses.
Yeah, of course. So yeah. Vanguard, if anybody from your organization listens to this podcast, we love you. We hope to see you back in 2024, and you know, reach out. We'll chit chat. You know, come on Snack Talk. Grab a hot dog.
We love you.
We love you. Anyway, now on to you want to talk about our successes for this past year, there, bud?
That's a my cue.
That's a your cue. It's me, Mario.
2022 was awesome for us. We thank each and every fan who has been with us since we started this joke, and for everyone who joined us this year to join in on the fun. Our social media through the roof. Instagram, I think we started like in the 300s at the beginning of the season, and now we're over 1,000 followers and holding on strong to 1,000 followers. Facebook and Twitter picked up. I think they each doubled. Still low compared to Instagram, but still double the followers. We'll take what we can get. Thanks to everyone who bought anything from the shop. which is a new segue into a new shop.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, we are moving away from other retailers controlling when we can have promotions and things like that to our own little Shopify account, and like all the other kids out there who have cool stuff, and we're going to have neat new products available, and we're going to have some patches.
Patches are cool.
Got some patches on the way in the works, and some laser engraved tumblers are pretty cool. So
some cool drinkware,
and maybe even some baseball jerseys.
Ooh,
I hear those are popular those with the kids popular. These days.
Those are, yeah, I hear that too. But you know, those laser engraved tumblers will definitely be great to you know, stay hydrated
and not dehydrated.
Yeah, we don't want to dehydrate.
No,
dehydration is involved in the making of this podcast.
Exactly.
Speaking of, now time for a sip. There we go. He's Day-Day's got his water. I do not.
Shame.
My bottle is empty, unfortunately. But so yeah, that's that might be about it for this podcast, guys.
Sounds good to me.
We're gonna make it a quick intermission snack talk, and
new shop going live in 2023 at the beginning. Make sure you get your audition materials in. We haven't gotten any.
No.
Shame on you.
Boo.
We will have some new content.
Yay!
We made you some content. Once we get it edited. But we do have some nice instructional videos on how to be an amazing intermission member.
Oh yeah, that was fun to make too. But why don't you inform the kids on how to audition, Day-Day?
How to audition? Well, you could go to intermissiondbc.org. Yes, intermissiondbc.org, and download the audition packet, where there is some great instructions already in print form, and but we're all accepting video auditions. There's no audition fee, and there she is.
And they should send that to staff@intermissiondbc.org, correct?
Or tag us on YouTube.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, tag us on YouTube. We need to grow our YouTube presence. And
indeed.
That way we can get YouTube presence.
Presence. Yes.
That works, right?
That works for me. It works for me.
So, yeah, next episode, who knows when we'll actually get around to record that. But I think we'll probably crack into one of these little topics boxes that I got that's got some neat little things. And maybe we'll come up with some DCI hot takes, or, ooh, what if?
Ooh.
Oh, the what ifs are going to be so good, you guys. You have no idea how good they're going to be. And if you want to submit a what if for subject for us to talk about, you know, and you can include like your theory behind your own what if, and we will read it live on a recording. Yeah, I know, right? But no, seriously.
Record it live, pre-recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
In our studio.
Send it to staff@intermissiondbc.org. Be sure to include your first name. And if you want to include the current corps or any corps that you have marched for, please let us know, because, you know, we want to give you a shout out. We want to show you some love. And, you know, we want to show all the drum corps love, because that's what we're about, you know. We're about ambassadorizing
peace, love, and drum corps.
Peace, love, and drum corps. You know, that's the biggest reason why Day-Day and I started this whole thing is, you know, we want to be ambassadors for the activity. And, you know, we can do more ambassadorizing. I know that's probably not
you
a real word.
Making that verb.
I know.
Verb. It's not going to happen.
You know what?
Hashtag ambassadizing.
But
is it spelled with a Z or an S, like the Brits?
I don't know. Yeah. I'll have to write it out.
Okay.
But keep watch for the new sous vide stand.
Yish.
That's another plug on our new store.
Yish.
If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, staff@intermissiondbc.org, or hit us up on our Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. And you know what? We'll see you back sometime soon at the concession stand.
Good night.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.